Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today in the studio is Sanjay. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you, Scott?
Good. So take a second to introduce yourself and we'll get going.
Sure. So my name is Sanjay Nagmangalam, and I'm a program manager in the Database Systems Group. I do a lot of tools work, data development tools, Management Studio, all our multi-platform tools, SSMS, SSDT, PowerShell, the works. So essentially, I'm the tooling PM for SQL.
He's the tooling guy.
I'm the tooling guy.
Awesome. So, which is exactly why you're here today. You and I were talking, I've known you for about a year now. Yeah. So we were talking earlier and kind of what's our tooling story around now that with SQL on Linux and, you know, and SQL Server Management Studio and with VS. So what's, you know, it's like, what's our tooling story? What do we, you know, how, as we embrace the open source type of thing, what's our story? So that's why you're here. So let's talk about that.
Fair enough. So let me get started with this. A bunch of people, including yourself, customers have asked us, hey, what is your tooling story exactly? In fact, even before SQL on Linux, over the years, lots of people have asked us about, I use a Mac. Do you have developer tools for me on the Mac? Or if I use Linux, can I connect to SQL running anywhere?
Yeah.
From where I am. And now that SQL on Linux has arrived, and it's beautiful, fantastic, this essentially, you know, the questions have quadrupled, if you will, or quintupled. And the picture says it all, right? I mean, essentially we have SQL, which now runs in a variety of places, including Docker and Linux.
Yep.
And our existing tools portfolio, which includes Management Studio, SQL Server Data Tools, PowerShell, a bunch of command line tools, they're all on Windows.
Yep.
And now from Windows, they can run on Windows and they can connect to SQL anywhere, Azure SQL Database and SQL Data Warehouse. But if I am using a Mac or if I am using Linux, I have a big question mark there. Our purpose in life is to go fix that question mark.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the thing.
Perfect. And let me ask you a question. Go back to that real quick. Did our movement into SQL on Linux, because I know you're talking about, hey, you know, earlier people are doing, hey, I use a Mac.
Yeah.
But did our movement into doing tools, let me rephrase that, as our movement into SQL on Linux, did that sort of rush or move the tooling ahead a little bit faster a little bit? And hopefully that's not a pointed question, but.
So short answer, yes. Yeah. We were always thinking about it all these years,
right.
But now we have a concrete developer scenario that we need to go address, right?
Yeah.
In fact, we interviewed a number of customers during, you know, in the Moneyball exercises that we did for SQL on Linux, and by and large, we found that people use their local laptops to develop locally and deploy elsewhere when they're ready, and then they're all, you know, on Windows, on Linux, and on Mac.
Yep.
So there's a concrete customer need, which, you know, suddenly got accelerated and we got to go solve.
Yeah, because I know we were thinking about it, like you said, but, you know, did it accelerate it as we moved into, hopefully that's not a, I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No, this is beautiful.
Okay, good.
Cool. So I kind of wanted to, you know, this is a picture of what's there today.
Yeah. What hat do you wear and what tools do you have?
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, given SQL, there are a number of people, different kinds of customers who do slightly different kind of things. So, I mean, if you go from left to right, there is a set of people we refer to as app developers, and these are, you know, T-SQL, people who write T-SQL code, type T-SQL, run query, see results, export to JSON or CSV, that kind of thing, right?
Yep.
And classic thing here. And then there are what we call the DB devs, whose whose final product is a database. So these folks actually do a lot of, you know, table design, schema design, interactive visual design.
DBA type.
Oh yeah, right.
You'll get to that. Yeah,
we'll get to that in a minute. And the DB devs also do continuous integration, continuous deployment for database projects. So these are, you know, so and we have SSDT that actually serves that audience. On the app dev side, we actually released an extension for Visual Studio Code, and I'll tell you that more about that in a minute. And then along come the DBAs, right? And the DBAs, essentially, I heard this joke from an MVP once, a good DBA, you either have a good resume or a good backup. So that's one of those. I mean,
awesome.
So, you know, HA and DR scenarios, backup and restore scenarios. security and compliance.
There's some truth to that too, right? Yeah.
Am I secure? And then a lot of monitoring and troubleshooting.
Yeah.
And then along comes the sysadmin at the end of the day. And these are people who essentially install SQL Server and work in concert with the other folks. Now, depending on organizations, all of these, there are probably more people, kinds of people. But depending on organizations, this can be the same person or many different people.
Yeah.
Right? So the tools we build in SQL essentially address this wide gamut of people. Now, sysadmins, for example, swear by command line. They use PowerShell a lot. Well, DB is too, but sysadmin certainly. And
him forbid the open SQL Server data.
Exactly.
And
on Linux, sysadmins use Bash a lot.
Yep.
So we care about those set of scenarios as well.
Right.
So that's what are the tools that we have available today look like.
Okay.
2 years ago, the picture was very different. We didn't have the Bash thing and we didn't have the VS Code thing.
Right.
So we only had the Windows thing.
Yeah, and it's interesting. So this is a nice landscape overview, right, that we probably should, and hopefully through this show and other avenues, help people understand what this landscape is, what this ecosystem is, and what tools we have for that landscape,
Cool.
And as it changes,
it evolves. It absolutely evolves, right? Yeah. I mean, as we go forward, we'll build out more tools. In fact, we are looking at just like the Azure CLI folks have done with their Python-based CLI command tools.
Yep.
So we are actually looking at CLI tools that align with those.
Yeah.
We plan to bring SQL CMD and BCP, which are already on Linux today and on Windows.
Yep.
We'll offer them on the Mac eventually.
Okay. So bring what you have. Like I've got my laptop. I went on a right.
Yep.
Use what I have.
At the end of the day, it's all about the customer, where you are. We do not want you to leave the confines of the world that you're comfortable in.
Yep.
To go access SQL Server running anywhere.
Did you hear that? Okay. Great.
Okay. So I kind of wanted to show you a couple of things.
Okay.
Teaser tours, if you will.
right.
So I'll start with the traditional, hey, can I use Management Studio with SQL on Linux? Like,
yeah.
And then I'll show you a little bit about the VS Code thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let me go switch out and I'll minimize this guy.
Because we've had Tobias and Slava in here a number of times, and they're using their tooling to talk to SQL on Linux.
Yeah.
But hey, if I don't know any of those, what options do I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
So this is by far the most popular option to work with SQL Server Management Studio is. Very, very popular tool.
Yeah.
So here what I've done is this is the latest release of Management Studio, the 17.0 RC1, I think it is.
Okay.
And I've connected to my now this is a Windows machine. I've got SQL Server 2016 running on my Windows laptop, so I've connected to it. Standard stuff, right? I mean, I've got a bunch of databases and so on and so forth. In particular, I'm going to actually show you this database. I'm from India, as you can guess.
Yeah.
All my demos involve Bollywood in some way, shape, or form.
I love that. Yeah.
So cool. Here, I'll just say I'll select a bunch of rows.
Okay.
And it has a number of famous film stars in Bollywood.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
These are made up email addresses, so don't go on mailing Aishwarya Rai. So I'll start with this database, and what I'll do is I'll try and connect to my SQL Server running on Ubuntu as well.
Okay.
Right. So what I'm going to do is, so it connected right away. So essentially, I have SSMS connected to SQL on Windows, and also connected to SQL on Ubuntu. Right.
This is getting better and better.
We're fixing a few bugs, but that said, for the most part, things work well.
Yep.
So for example, if I right-click and say Properties, you'll see that it's Linux, you'll see it's Ubuntu and things like that. We're still working through some file path bugs, but they'll get fixed.
Okay.
But by and large, I can go run T-SQL, I can,
So you can execute T-SQL queries?
Oh, yeah. Cool. You can do all of those things. I can actually do a new query here and I can say, I can do that and then do that. And
very nice.
So all that stuff routinely works.
Yep.
A recommended way to take a database from your SQL Server on Windows and bring it to SQL Server on Linux is backup, restore. Right?
Okay.
But I'm going to show you an alternative way. Right? I mean, some of you may have heard about backpacks.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and export this database as a backpack. I'll save it on disk here. Maybe I'll just do a just do that. It'll go export. So what it's doing is it's exporting data and schema. Yep. I'm sure you've seen a few demos here.
Yeah,
as a backpack file. Take a second here. Okay, life is good. And then now I can go over to this guy, to my Ubuntu machine, and I can just say import. And then I'll go browse the thing I exported. Hopefully, there it is. I'll go open, then next, next, next. So it's now importing the schema and data from, right? Okay. So fairly straightforward, things that you would expect work.
Okay. Right?
So that's the idea here. So lo and behold, I have a thing here, same tables, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So right,
that's awesome.
It's a very basic bread and butter demo kind of thing. And a bunch of other things work as well.
Yeah, but I think it's the, you know, because when we've had Slava and Tobias on here, it's like we haven't seen SQL Server Management Studio work yet, right? And here's like, you know, if I'm a DBA or like a DB dev, I'm like, okay, I'll probably be working with both. So and I'm familiar with the SQL Server Management Studio world. Yeah. So great, show me something I can use.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
and there we go.
So the key point here is no surprises.
Yeah.
Right. What you expect, familiarity is beautiful here.
Yeah.
Right. So we capitalize on that experience.
Awesome.
I'll get rid of this guy. So the second thing I kind of want to show you was the what we've done in Visual Studio Code.
Yep.
So for folks who I'm sure you've heard of Visual Studio Code, it's by far the world's greatest editor, according to me, of course.
That's right. If you haven't heard about it, you've heard about it now, start using it, right?
So this is VS Code. It's essentially an editor that works on Linux, Mac, and Windows. I have it running on Windows right now, and it's got this beautiful marketplace with a bunch of extensions and a lovely extensibility model and pretty much friendly folks, essentially. All of this is open source. VS Code itself is on GitHub, so people can contribute, file issues, and things like that. So what we did, we basically essentially created a SQL experience inside Visual Studio Code via an extension.
Yep.
So
For both Windows and Linux.
Exactly. It runs wherever VS Code runs.
Which
is Linux, Mac, and Windows.
Okay.
So I've already got it installed here. But I mean, you could, you know, click the extensions button and search in the marketplace right here, and it'll look at the marketplace there, and it shows you things, right?
Oh, man.
So all of this is completely integrated, right? Yep. And bunch of extensions. Yep. MSQL is one of them. Lots of stars here for us and a bunch of downloads.
That's right.
And they've got
notice
this.
Notice the 5 stars.
5 stars all the way. We actually released this at Connect, so November 16th last year.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, people, lots of good feedback
and
since then.
Over 26,000 downloads already. Sweet.
And there's this, you know, short README page that tells you, hey, here's what you can go do with this and things like that. Now, in this particular example, I'm running VS Code on my Windows machine, and I've installed the extension on my Windows machine.
Right. So
hold on. I get rid of all this guy. So I can just do this. I can open a file. I can start. I'll make it a SQL file. I can go and fire up the command palette. And I can go connect. And it lets, essentially, the tool builds lets you build what you call a connection profile. This is kind of a connection dialog.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I can go pick a connection there.
Yep.
And so it's connecting to SQL on my Windows machine.
Yep.
And stuff that you would expect works, right? So for example, I can do things like, oopsie, that I shouldn't have done. Where did it go? Okay, there. So IntelliSense, for example, basic IntelliSense that you would want, you know, expect to work. And essentially run a query, see results, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Basic stuff. I can do a lot more, right? I mean, everything that I would do in a T-SQL editor and say SSMS or SSDT, I can go do here, right? I get IntelliSense, I get error windows. For example, if I type, you know, whatever, wrong stuff, I'll get the squigglies, I'll get the problem matcher, errors will come up and things like that. When I double click on the error, it goes to the right offending thing and things like that.
Okay.
So basic editor experiences. Now, here's where the fun begins. Because Visual Studio Code runs on Linux, Mac, and Windows, customers can enjoy this experience on Linux, Mac, and Windows. So I'll actually get out of here. And what I'll do is I'll RDP into my Linux machine. So I've got an Ubuntu machine there.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so this is my classic Ubuntu machine. Okay. It's actually running under my desk in my office. And I'm already feeling it. And there's Visual Studio
Code. By the way. No.
Sorry. There's Visual Studio Code. I'll fire it up. And so this is VS Code. It looks and feels the same.
See, yep.
Right, wherever it runs. And I have the MS SQL extension installed here as well.
Okay.
And now I can actually use this, for example, to connect to SQL on Linux running locally.
Okay.
Right, so yep. It's all running locally in my Linux box.
Okay.
I'll go start up a file. I'll make it a SQL file. And then I can go do things like, same connect. I have a few connections here, so maybe I'll pick one. It's saying it's connecting. It's updating IntelliSense down the status bar. Take a few minutes, or a few seconds rather. And then now I can start typing away, right? I mean, I can go do... I can go do things like that. I can go do things like use snippets. For example, we have a set of snippets that we have.
Oh,
so if I type SQL, these are the snippets that we ship with the extension. Extensible, you can write your own.
Wow.
Right. So for example, I could go do that, and it'll do that. So I can actually, if I want to only, just like SSMS, if you want to run only a statement, you go highlight it and run it. If you want to run the whole thing, you can run the whole thing. And give me a second here. What happened there? Okay. And if you notice, we support multiple result sets.
Yeah.
So, we separated out and things like that. And we added a few, basic bread and butter scenarios, as we'd like to call it, is now you're seeing a result set, you probably want to export it to CSV or JSON.
Okay.
So CSV, bread and butter scenario, but now we've also let you save as JSON. So I can go do, notice Linux paths.
That's so cool.
And then it exports it, and I just got it back. It opens it for you as well.
Right.
Again, simple things that one couldn't live without.
Right. I can't.
We added a couple of other things too. For example, there are many databases on this server, so you probably want to see what they are and use one.
Yep.
So for example, when I click this button here, it actually shows me all the databases.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I can simply switch. So you remember that?
Like the database picker in
exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's very cool.
That's the Bollywood DB that we just.
Yep. That you just imported.
It's important. It's right here.
So we've just come full circle, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
So I can go do this, and then now when I say, if I can type, there you go. And there's my actors table.
There's your actors table, yeah.
Right? I can actually do more, and hopefully this works. So now see, I have, let's say, select star from, so notice I get IntelliSense all the way, everywhere. Then I say actors, and then I run it, and now I see my data.
Yep.
Of course, it's in plain text.
We still don't want you to email.
Yeah, I don't want you to email. That's fine. But now that I have this, I can actually do things like this. I can go do what we call a peak definition.
Oh, interesting. So I still get, IntelliSense.
So I can go do peak definition, and hopefully this works. See, it's getting definition. Give it just one more second, and hopefully it should pop out. There it is. So that's the definition of the table.
Oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
So now that I have the definition, I can actually double-click this guy, and that's my create table script.
That is so cool.
Right? So you could imagine that we could expand out the set of verbs that was the create table definition. I could easily have, an alter definition. I could have an update definition.
Yeah.
I could have a insert data into definition, and so on and so forth.
My goodness.
That's all at your fingertips.
Really?
Right? So, in fact, the extension is great, but it's actually the power of Visual Studio Code that lets people write extensions like these. Right? So I'll round this off with one more thing. I'll get rid of all these guys. Let me see if I have this file that I wanted to show you. This guy, okay. So let me connect it up. All right, so there was a problem with that database we imported, right? You want to take a guess? Plain text, email addresses, and telephone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, thanks to SQL Server on Linux,
It
supports things like dynamic data masking.
So the same features we get in...
Exact same features. And yeah. The beauty about this tool, is this experience is you can go leverage those features just like you would from SSMS. So what I'm going to go try and do is I'm going to try and use dynamic data masking to mask some of those things.
Okay.
I'll start by
using... Live tested right here.
So I'll go start using my thing. So as you can see, you know, messages, results, what you would expect. I'll go select a bunch of stuff. And when I select a bunch of stuff, see all this email address here, phone numbers.
Yep.
Now, imagine if you will, I'm going to go create two users, right? There's a trusted employee, you know, Amir Khan's secretary, for example. Yep. And there's this suspicious reporter who's not supposed to have. So I'll go create this user. So I created a trusted employee user. I'll go create a suspicious reporter user.
Yep.
And now I'm going to use these built-in data masking functions. So there's a built-in function to mask email. So I'm going to mask email with that guy, if I can do that. All right. And then I'm going to go mask the, I'm going to apply a custom mask to mask the mobile numbers where, you know, I can specify a pattern essentially.
Okay.
So leave the first two numbers, leave the last, you know, zero and put X's. So I'll go do that. Oopsie. Okay. And then now I'll grant unmask to the trusted employee.
So he can see it. Yeah.
So he can see it, right? So. Go do that. And so now the trusted employee is the guy who's trusted, right? So unmask. But if I run this as the suspicious user,
should get
see what happens. Mask data. Mask data. Right? And I'll run the same query as the trusted employee, unmask data.
Awesome.
Right, so this is data masking in all its glory, working on SQL Server on Linux, and I did all this on my Linux box.
Yep.
Right.
In
something
Visual
that
Studio
I,
code.
Yeah. Oh. All this is real code.
Probably one of the, this is all really cool. Probably one of the coolest demos I've seen in a long time.
So that was it. I mean, I would, you know, highly encourage you to kind of play around with this, and I'll tell you how in a minute. But essentially, that was the demo. So I'll go back.
And I think this is awesome because I think there's still a lot of people out there like, you know, one, don't know what Visual Studio Code is, and two, don't know that there's this extension out there to actually work with SQL Server and either SQL Server on Windows and Linux and be able to have the same functionality. That's just beautiful.
So here's one more thing.
Okay.
The extension in Visual Studio Code runs with SQL. On-premise or in any cloud.
Any cloud.
Any cloud, you can go work. This thing will work with AWS, SQL running in AWS, for example.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or Azure SQL Database.
Oh, my goodness, really?
And SQL DW.
Oh, and SQL DW,
You can do all of this basic stuff with all of these.
This is just, we could just end right now and I'd be happy.
So essentially, the MS SQL extension is on the VS Code Marketplace. You can go to AKMS, MS SQL Marketplace, go get it from there. Or you can get it from the extensions tab in VS Code.
Okay.
That works too. You can get SQL Server on Linux. There's a nice, lovely link there. If you've not tried it already, go try it.
Try it.
You should definitely check out our Getting Started tutorials. We've written a bunch of Getting Started tutorials on ak.ms SQL Dev, which essentially shows developers how to get started with SQL running anywhere. And then it kind of walks you through setting up your environment, you know, whether you're on Linux, Windows, or Mac, or Docker, setting up your environment and go writing a basic app, and then making the app shine with Column Store.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it kind of progressively leads you through that. So highly encouraged.
Very nice.
And like I said before, the extension source code itself is on GitHub.
Okay.
So come on over,
contribute,
file issues, use it. Tell us what we should do next, and we are listening.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll put these links in on the show page so people can get to these and. You can start tracking.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
So that was it.
Awesome. Sanjay, thank you so much. This was excellent. So I hope you liked this as much as I did, because this was just awesome, right? So anyway, hey, Sanjay, thanks for coming. Everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you
next
time.